Welcome to the Holy
Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Holies of Holies in the Holy Charis Ministries, the Holy Quraysh Ministry here in America, as we continue to teach the next generation of the truth that we walk in, the life that we live in, and the status quo. We will begin with the book called the Torah, which is the five books of Moses. Genesis, the second chapter, the 18th verse. And the Lord said, "It is not good that Adam should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him." The bodies of Adam and Eve was formed at the junction of the two nouns, which is written in the Bible, the Gion and the Pison. The land at the time, it was called not Africa, but it was called Sudan. And then they were placed in a garden eastward in Eden, which is called Mecca today. So they were taken from the junction of the Nile and put into what is called Mecca, originally called Becca, which is from the word Buka, a word meaning he wept because Adam cried over the death of his son Abel, who had been murdered by his brother Cain at this place. Frustration. Frustration is the position that Adam was formed in. Hence, a child is also in a position of prostration while in his mother's womb. It is a sign of man stretching forth from creation or birth coming out of a shell. It is the first degree of awareness and awakening. The remembrance of the comfort of the mother's womb is the reason why on a cold night a man will curl into the position of prostration under his blanket. In this position, man also acquires a prostration mark. This mark is symbolic of the mark which Abel received when struck to death by his brother Cain. Cain struck Abel three times, producing a scar. This mark of prostration symbolized Abel and his humiliation and humbleness. This is the position that Jesus the Messiah took when he said he fell on his face in prayer. This is the book of Mark by Matthew. 14th chapter, 31st to the 36th verse. And he went forward a little, and he fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba," which means Father, "all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what that will." When in the position that's called sajda, S-A-J-D-A-H, it means prostration. The body touches the prayer rug in seven areas. These seven areas or seven parts are directly related to the seven positions in salat, S-A-L-A-T, which is worship. They are, the first one is called the third eye position or the forehead. The second is both hands on the floor. The third is both knees on the floor. And the fourth is both set of toes. So adding up one, which is the forehead, two for the hands, two for the knees, and two for the feet or the toes, you'll have seven. That is the position called sajda. Now, the sitting position is called jalsa. J-A-L-S-A-H. This position represents the breath of life, breath into Adam. While sitting in this position, he acknowledged the presence of Al-Dhat and the essence of the Most High, glorified and exalted, which created him. With this realization, Adam exclaimed, Allahu Akbar, meaning Allah the Exalted is the most magnificent. Then he went back into prostration, which is called Sajda, where he said, glory to my sustainer, the Most High, and in his gratitude. Adam was given the knowledge that he was created over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the planet Earth. So now Adam began to stand proud. This standing is called niyat. And in his standing, he made an intention. Niyat is spelled N-I-Y-Y-A-T. A man and a woman stands in this position to ask permission for making him the Khalifa or the successor over all the living things on the planet Earth. When the Prophet Mustafa Muhammad Al-Amin was in this position, he used to say, O Allah, no life except in your abode and no pleasure except in meeting with you and no goodness besides you. By you comes life and by you comes death, and with you are the most honorable titles, and to you is the eventual coming. Proclaiming Allah's greatness. This is the representation of when Allah, most glorified and glorified and exalted, raised Adam and showed him the height of man's nature on the physical and spiritual realms. He also gave him the keys to the universe, meaning that all the knowledge of the universe were available to him. After the intentions, Yitakbir al-Ikram, saying, Allah is the most magnificent. At this point, Adam went into a raising standing position. A raising standing position, as in Adam's intention, Adam raised in the realization that Allah, most glorified, created him caliphate. The word caliphate comes from the root word, the Arabic root word, khalifa, which means left behind. Adam was left behind to oversee Allah, most glorified and exalted creation, by use of the intellect that was given to him. Adam placed his hands between his navel and his heart. This is symbolic of the umbilical cord, that which the life was breathed into him, and by which all men are supplied with the substance of existence in his mother's womb. This happened upon entering the world. One being taught this, Adam gave praises, realizing that within all the greatness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to him, Allah is most magnificent ever he could imagine. Bowing. The bowing position is called ruku. Man then bows in the position, and Adam said, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, which means glory to my sustainer, the supreme. Adam said this to acknowledge that Allah, most glorified and exalted, is the sustainer of all the knowledge in the universe. Adam realized that when he saw the intricacy of the spider's web, the intellect of the ant who prepared for the creature, and the profound delicacy butterfly's wing, Adam realized that Allah, most glorified and exalted, was greater than even he could imagine, and his most vivid thoughts. Salutation, which is called Taslim, T-A-S-L-I-Y-M, Taslim, T-A-S-L-I-Y-M. The word Taslim in the physical world, Allah most glorified and exalted appointed angels to each man in the planet Earth, one on the right side and one on the left side. They are the recording angels. Salutation is turning your face to the right first, then to your left. In both instances, the recitation is said, peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah the Exalted and his blessings. After that, the day of creation was completed. Adam stayed in a sitting position, and remember, this position is called dhikr, D-H-I-K-R. The word dhikr means remembrance. All things that he had been taught, a remembrance of what Allah most glorified and exalted and his 99 plus 1 most excellent names. There are 99 most favorite names of Allah, most glorified and exalted, or the most commonly used. There are 3,000 names of Allah, most glorified and exalted, that man is able to know. He is the creator of all things, meaning that man attributes all to the will of Allah, the exalted, and his unlimited omnipotence. This is how Adam showed his appreciation and humbleness to his creator. And this is how we all should give praise to Allah, the most glorified and exalted. These are the seven positions that every striver Muslim makes five or more times a day, according to his five senses and the five related elements to man. They are air for smell, water for hearing, fire for feeling, earth for tasting, and ether for seeing. All these are in accordance with each one of the specific salats performed daily by the striving Muslim. From the seed of Adam, the injunction of worship was passed on to the children of Israel. The prophet Adam was created in seven stages or seven positions, which we today make these seven positions when we worship to Allah most glorified and exalted. Each position of Salat, worship, represents a reoccurrence of the creation of man. Adam's body was molded from the water and carbon of the earth. This was the black mud. He was not fleshly pink or shady beige. His material composition was allowed to dry or bake in the sun. Therefore, the Most High, glorified and exalted, breathed into this black shell, and it became a living soul. Thus the black clay raised from death to life. Throughout the scriptures, there are countless quotes that prove over and over again that Allah the Exalted created Adam, the first man of black mud. The book of Torah, which is the five books of Moses, Genesis 2nd chapter, 7th verse, states, "And the Lord Allah formed Adam of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Adam became a living soul." Adam was created from all the elements that form the earth. His body was molded from water and carbon. In a preceding quote from the Quran, the fifth chapter and the 28th verse, "And when your sustainer said to the heavenly host, angels, surely I shall create a human being, Adam, of the essence of black mud, clay, shape and fashion. In the preceding quote, the Arabic word used to deny black is Hama, H-A-M apostrophe A. If you will, how various Arabic translators have translated this word. In the Quran of Hasim Ibn Ali, the word hammer is translated as lowly clay. In the Quran, Mulana Sharili, the word hammer is translated as dry raisin clay. In the Quran by J.M. Rodwell, the word hammer is translated as dry clay, dark, loam, or molded. In the Quran by N.J. Daywood, the word hammer is translated as black molded loam. In the Quran by Mulana Muhammad Ali, the word hammer is translated as sounding clay or black mud. In the Quran by M.N. Sheikh, the word hammer is translated as sound black mud. In the Quran by J.V. Mir Ahmed Ali, the word hammer is translated as black mud. In the Quran by Mufasa Muhammad Ahmed, the word hammer is translated as black clay. As you can see, this quote from the Quran has been translated many times. What one point remains, that it is that most, if not all, the translators agree Adam was black. Having formed Adam, Allah the Exalted then took one of Adam's ribs and created Eve, so she may help all the days of her life. I want to thank all the people that's affiliated, that's listening, all the people that continue to teach the children and give them the guidance and direction towards unity, love, peace, and for those who have stepped out of the lies that has been circulating about our timeline and our bloodline and the creation of Adam in this 6,000 year period. We'd like to just thank all those who work with the ITT and the computers and all the networkings and electrical people and all the people that's working with the cell phones and all this to bring clarity in the many things that we need to do today. A lot of times, you know, people just keep fighting and fighting and fighting. The fight is over. Those who continue to fight, that means that they don't want to live in peace. That means that they have not purified themselves. That word is called mukhlasina. These things that we have been taught, we must get up and we must continue the fight of righteousness. We must just engage ourselves from those things that are not becoming. We must just engage ourselves from those people who deliberately lie and fornicate, those people who deliberately have foul mouths and basically do not give any instruction on the continuation for the children, for the returning souls that is here. Because you know we don't die. The word die is the word deed. D-E-E-D-D-E-I-D-D-E-A-D. D-I-E. All that D-E-A-T-H. All that is a continuation of traveling on this abode, on this plane, which is the dense part of the reality, the lows and slows, the creation, earth, is a testing ground, you know, for those who share, so we can elevate, earn our way back into the galaxies, which they call heaven today. So it's so much that we must learn as a tribal family. You are Quraysh, you are Karis, it's the Holy Karis Ministries. Basically, I am in the Karis family, and that's what matters. We are one family. You may not like me personally. You may not like the things I do. You may not like the lifestyle I live to gather this information. You may not like the lifestyle I live after I was given the inspiration called Waya. You know, this inspiration continue to, we can continue this journey, but that's up to you. It's not on me. You see, what I have is what it was given to me. What you have was given to you. Some people call us Christians. The word Christian was first spoken in the town called Antioch when they was getting the what we call the Holy Spirit. It was a word of it was not a good word. You see, it was a word of scorn. It was like basically like a curse word, which means anti-Christ. You look at the word Christian, you will see the word that you can spell anti-Christ. This is good as a razor, sharp as a razor, anti-Christ, Christian. Okay, it's a word that meant that you was the one that they was looking for in their witch hunts. Which one of you knew something that the king didn't want you to know? You see, the king took authority over the queen. You see, and the queen was not named the queen. The queen was named Empress. You see, she was not named goddess because goddess is a German word. And these people, they had so many germs, they call them Germany. Many germs, Germany, many germs. And it was a location and not a country. It was a Europe, which Europe was Europa, rope off Ur. Ur was the name for fire. The first sound in Ur of Chaldea. That's where Abraham, Ur, fire. They worshiped the fire. So when you say Ur, rope off, or Europa, or Europeans, all the same. You have been given life and life in abundance and with appreciation towards all life forms. You'll be able to transform and to deprogram yourself from the inequalities that has been given to you, from the lies, from the divisions. You must take your time to do the things that's becoming of you. You must learn about the talismans, the anointing oils, the incense, stopping and making prayer. Prayer, the word prayer is pre-air. It's like you have mental telepathy. You see, where the brain has oscillating waves that sends out waves, you must be able to use your brain. They have a saying that you use 5% of your brain, 10% of your brain, whatever. But there is a way where you can be the fulfillment of who you are. You will be supreme on the planet Earth, which the word is used in our bloodline today as caliphate. And that's what other people don't want you to know. They want you to be under them. They want you not to be exact, right and exact. They want you to overstand, or they want you to understand, but they don't want you to be and make a grand stand of who you are. They don't want you to be in tune. They want you to be under them. They want to tell you what to do. They want to be the master teacher. You see, when you have the ability to stir your own AM, which is AM or nation, M-A-S-T-E-R, you see, or the mast, M-A-S-T, and E-R-I-R-U-R-O-R means fire. Take you to the fire. burn you with degrees. Each degree is an implant, a stain on your brain. See, these things that we say with an infinite flow to manifest the truth and let the love light grow. As I was been born twice so the world could fully understand the trials and the trials and tribulations of the original man. The word man is not a gender. The word man means from. You came from your mother. Your mother came from her mother. Her mother came from, you see, and was given the earth. She is the earth in all her glory. And those who try to make her as a hostage, a host, H-O-S-T-A-G-E, hostage, host, host, hostage, host, A-G-E-G-A-N-G-A-N, is what we call G-E-A or G-E-O, which is Geo, which is the earth. So they want to make you a host on earth in the house. That's why they say H-O-U-S-C. H-O is whole, which is hold, and U-S-C is use. So you are the zero, the cipher. You are the original. You are the zero. You are the whole, the zero. But the teachings of man will not allow you to be who you are. You are the nigga or the negative. And when it came to earth, it possessed itself as the positive. See? So all the things that you've learned wrong. So you have to ask for forgiveness. This is why you have Isa ibn Maryam, or Jesus, the son of Mary. And he was sent as the son. He was soon to come, S-O-O-N. And he was S-O-N as the sun and the light to give to those who were in darkness in light. See, the darkness came first, and it was always darkness, and it's still always darkness. But the sun is the light that shines in the darkness. So there's still darkness. But in the creation, it was a path called knowledge to give you information to walk on, to give you rules of engagement to learn from. And then you have different types of creation on earth. Yeah. You have those who were created as overseers, given the presence of melanation on their skin. Everybody has melanation, but some was given the presence of melanation on their skin so they could be in the sun, you see, and they absorb the energy as living plants. So this is speaking to the Kiris tribal family all over the world in English and Quraysh and all other parts of the world. And we are the holy people in Ethiopia, in Morocco. And let's take up the boundary lines and the borders lies, the borders of all the countries, and come back as one tribal family, one globalization, one global nation. I say hallelujah, peace, shalom, assalamu alaikum, and the other one for the new ones out there, brahubat. Yeshua. Peace.